wrapping up the show with Burt Kempfert, or Burt K, as Ken likes to call him, and his cover of Bye Bye Blues. Love that rhythm section. The drums and the bass on Burt Kempfert are just sublime. Third Coast Percussion before that with Ritual Music, title track of that album. Dave Robert, Nefertiti, I presume it's the Wayne Shorter that Miles Davis recorded, but it's Dave Robert's version. We heard the Stance Brothers, something new from their album Ductus. We heard again Eric Cartman and the cast of South Park singing about their safe space. And thanks again to Gus Bodenheim for still continuing to try to find that loophole to get out of his contract. But so far, he is still contractually bound to WFMU. And we'll hear more Gus next week. I'll be back next week as well. My name's Irwin, here from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on WFMU on Wednesday on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Ken and Andy. We'll be watching a John Lennon movie with you.
Are you offering the popcorn to me now?
Henny, I'll eat it all. You have to put it over on the other side.
Okay.
Hey, am I the only disc jockey on staff that has a theme song that mentions him by name?
No.
Who else?
Honky Tonk Radio Girl has one of those.
No.
Olivia has...
Am I the only disc jockey on staff that does this?
Yes.
That tickles you? Am I?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to be unique. I just want to have some kind of nip.
Yes, you are the only DJ who tickles me on the air. Congratulations.
I wish I could tickle you metaphorically.
You can.
And spiritually.
Yeah. You can tickle me.
It's kind of embarrassing to have to do it physically. I wish I had the wit.
Well, no, you
I
make
wish
me
I had
laugh.
The insight yeah, to, no, make, you, to you, make you laugh.
You make me laugh a lot.
I know, but this is so much easier.
See, I'm not ticklish. See, that's the thing.
No, you're not.
Yeah, if I don't know it's coming, then I'll scream. But if I know it's coming, then it's like nothing.
Okay, then. The challenge is on.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long hour for you.
Hey, some good news. The WFMU Puppet Slam this Saturday night is sold out.
Does that mean you and I don't have to show up?
No, it means we really have to show up.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
But there's other shows at Monty Hall that you can go to.
Yeah, like just, what?
Brian DeWan.
I'm sorry I asked.
Okay.
Withdrawn.
Yeah.
Dear God, that was a close one. What yeah. a close shave.
Yeah, I didn't
Woo!
Even... Didn't even get $5.
Quick impression of all our listeners
that.
Right now.
For you!
That was close.
So tonight we're going to watch a movie on the radio.
You know what every listener's dream is? I hear this all the time. I wish I could go to the movies with Andy and Ken. That's like their dream scenario. Have
it's
you ever
weird.
Heard people
no,
say
I've,
that?
I've never heard that.
No, I never have either.
Yeah.
But let's imagine that what if it was? What if people did long to go to the movies with us? Wonder what it's like to go to the
well,
movies.
Well, then tonight's
with us.
The perfect program.
Yeah.
Because it's really fun going to the movies with you.
Yeah.
Because you have all these little jokes.
Yeah.
Movie theater things, pranks that you pull.
You know what they're handing out at AMC theaters now?
What?
Urine buddies for the men because to watch the new Scorsese movie.
Oh, yeah, because that's 3.5 hours.
Three and
long.
A half hours, yeah.
So really, they're handing out urine buddies.
Well, they're not handing it out. You can rent them.
Rent them?
Yeah, I know. It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Horrible.
I mean, I might buy.
They only have three. It's horrible. It's horrible. But it's a long movie, and if you need it, you need it.
So you're talking about the things that have, it's like a wetsuit pair of underwear with a funnel.
Yeah, and it goes down your leg to a little, collect it to a little bottle.
A little bottle that's yeah. strapped on at the bottom of your shin.
And every three or four patrons at AMC, they empty out the bottle. I know! I'm disgusted. I know!
Have you seen the new Scorsese movie?
I haven't seen it. Not that I can remember. I'm sure I'd remember.
You
three
would,
and a half hours.
Yeah, you would remember.
Yeah, I haven't
yeah.
seen it. Yeah, have you seen it?
No. Don't really want to.
You don't want to see the new Scorsese movie?
I have to admit, it just looks so incredibly depressing.
Yeah.
From the trailer that I really just don't want to see.
I know you have. You've always had mixed feelings about the Native American genocide.
I know you.
You'd have a hard time knowing who to root for.
No, that's not the issue.
Oh, it's not the issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just a long movie?
Well, it's 3.5 hours long. You said it yourself. They're renting out urine buddies.
Yeah.
You own your own urine buddy. What do you need to rent one out for? You actually own one.
I do.
Yeah.
I have one on either leg, a backup.
You used it at the 7 Second Delay 30th Anniversary Show.
Very embarrassing. When you wear a urine buddy, you know it's a good hint. And if you ought to write this down, you're going to forget it.
Okay.
Don't wear short pants.
How did you figure that one out?
People can just see it strapped to your calf. Yeah, they just that's really all they focus on.
You made that mistake.
Yeah, I made that mistake.
Yeah.
Urine buddies, long pants. Urine buddies, long pants. You can make a little riddle up or a little mantra, chant. To remember.
Yeah, like what would that chant be?
Maybe one of our listeners could make up a chant. a little device, mnemonic device to remember.
Your urine buddy chant is best with long pants.
Yeah, something like that. That'll do for now.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kenny.
You wore long pants last time I saw you using one of these devices. And I have to say that... You might as well have been naked. You could see everything that was going on.
Here's a fact. If you wear a urine buddy strapped to your calf and you're wearing short pants, it's all anybody thinks about. You can't meet a new person. It's all they want to talk about.
Well, I have to say that when I saw you using one, you were on stage.
Yeah.
You were wearing long pants, but they were khaki pants.
Yeah.
And you had a bit of a malfunction with the urine buddy.
I don't recall that.
And
I don't recall any of this.
Your pants got pretty wet.
Let me tell you something. If you're interviewing somebody, there's nothing more distracting. The interview goes off the rails immediately. If you're wearing a urine buddy and there's a malfunction, even if there's not a malfunction.
Well, if there's no
malfunction. You know why? The sound. They can hear it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are there pumps? There's no pumps.
No, it's all manual.
Yeah, it's all gravity.
Yeah, the design of the urine buddy really hasn't improved since the 1300s. It's long overdue. Any would-be inventors out there?
Yeah. Just like, are you going to update the wheel while you're at it?
It's like I'm living in the dark ages.
Hey, we have to start this movie.
Yeah, we have a movie. You're going to the movies with Andy and Ken. You're going to hear the movie, and we're going to, I guess, watch it with you. It's a 90-minute movie, so we might have to fast forward through some of
it. Yeah, and we have popcorn. And what's the movie we're watching?
It's called The Lost Weekend, A Love Story, and it's a documentary about John Lennon and his, I guess it's not a weekend. It's actually, it was a year and a half, wasn't it?
18 months, yeah.
Yeah, a year and a half with Yoko's assistant.
Well, May Pang was the assistant to both John and Yoko.
That's right. And with Yoko's blessing, they ran off together.
Yeah. Yoko saw that he was wanting to be with other women, so she gave the okay to hang out with their assistant.
I guess that's called a compromise. You want to be with other women? Fine. You're going with May Pang. That's the compromise.
Yeah, because she could control May Pang.
Yeah. Yoko, you can't get past Yoko.
Yeah.
She's one step ahead of you.
Yep.
She was good.
All right, Yoko, let's watch it.
Hey, did you ever go to a diner and order one egg, and instead of saying one egg, you say, I'd like Yoko Ono. One egg. That's one egg in Japanese.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Who told you that?
Well, that would explain a lot.
Yeah.
No waitress on earth has ever recognized my order. I guess I'll have a side, hash browns, some bacon, and Yoko Ono.
And a Yoko Ono.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should just say one egg, please.
I'm glad we had this talk.
And tell them how you want it prepared, too.
Yeah.
Fried, soft-boiled, hard-boiled.
Yeah.
Scrambled. Poached.
Yeah. You're out of eggs? I'll have a May Pang. May Pang's always the second choice.
All right. So we've already eaten up 11 minutes of our viewing time. Can we start?
Doesn't it say a lot about May Pang that after 18 months, John Lennon said this? I'm going back to Yoko. Isn't that all you need to know about May Pang?
Yeah, well, you know what he said.
She's good for 18 months.
You know what he said exactly.
She said what? He said what?
He said something like, she's allowing me to come back. Because May Pang was like, what do you mean you're going back to Yoko?
Oh, you mean Yoko said, okay, you've had your fill. You've sown your wild oats.
Yeah, and then John told May that he was going back to Yoko, and May Pang was understandably upset.
Was this the love of May Pang's life? Well, wait, we'll find out.
Yeah,
this is a documentary. I believe it's an authorized documentary based on her book, right? Her memoirs.
Yeah.
So it's her story from her POV.
Right. Ready to begin?
Yes. You know what I used to do when I was there? It's universal. Wait, how do I bring the sound down?
Oh, I can turn it down
there
over here.
When I used to pitch at Universal Studios, pitch movies, I would begin my pitch by saying, okay, here's how our movie will begin. It's a long shot from out of space of the Earth. Universal appears coming around the equator and wraps around the planet.
That's what we just saw.
Yeah,
that called? It's not a logo. What's it called?
It's called the thing before the movie.
All right, here it is.
Okay, we're watching.
John Lennon and Yoko Ono were married in 1969.
That's true.
Yeah.
Inseparable with one major.
I'll do fact checking on the right as we go.
John Lennon. Yeah, it looks like John and Yoko just having gotten married in Gibraltar, Spain.
Yeah.
My guess.
What would you say to people who would say you capitalize?
Good popcorn.
There's May Pang.
Thanks for bringing the popcorn.
Now she's going to be interviewed. This is her.
I think it's very important that people understand that time that nobody knew. And really, I'm coming out to really tell the truth and to straighten out a bit of history.
She just has such a New York accent.
In the past, but it's been inaccurate. and I don't want other people to write my story.
She grew up in Spanish Harlem.
She doesn't want other people to write her story. Who's writing the May Pang story? Who's she worried about?
Chang Pang?
Chang Pang?
She's worried
about Chang Pang's.
Her younger brother.
Yeah, all this, so it's dueling memoirs?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the opening montage.
Right, it's a montage and featuring drawings by John Lennon. It looks like May Pang has kept a lot of the drawings.
Yep.
Oh, and a lot of handwritten notes.
People writing to John and May.
So poor May Pang. She had 18 months with John, and that seems to be like the high point of her life.
Yeah, but she says
what
that
else has she done?
Well, she says that they continued sleeping together long after John went back to Yoko.
Is that verified, or is that just this young woman?
That's what May says.
I don't know.
I believe her.
Do you?
Yeah.
There's something about her that seems credible?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
This
money grab of a documentary? Okay, so it's a lot of...
Yoko thought they were only going to be together for a week or two, and they were together for 18 months.
She's irresistible, that May Pang.
And she...
What is it about May Pang?
She engineered the reunion between Julian Lennon and John Lennon. She did some good stuff.
Well, we're going to learn a little... We're going to learn about it.
My name is May Pang, and this is my story.
Here's my impression of May Pang.
My name is May Pang. This is my story.
That's not a good...
I'm working on it.
Oh, you'll notice that there's no Beatles music in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know why?
Well, Yoko wouldn't sign off.
Yeah.
I'm a first-generation Chinese-American.
She's a first-generation Chinese-American.
I grew up in New York City's Spanish Harlem.
That's true? I'm going to fact-check all of this.
Oh, you checked that already?
No, I can tell if somebody's lying.
I wasn't black. I wasn't Puerto Rican.
The police use me in difficult cases.
I was a minority among
to fact-check.
Yeah, just to tell somebody's...
My parents had a hard life. They left China.
Telling the truth.
Lived the American dream.
Here's a montage of family photos from May.
Yeah,
May
growing up, her parents.
You want to skip this backstory? Because we have to squeeze it all into 45 minutes. Let's go, baby.
Okay.
Let's go fast forward. May, we assume you had a tough childhood. We'll stipulate you had a tough childhood.
Anybody else coming in?
All right, now she talked herself into a job at Apple Records.
The place was busy.
Okay, there's some.
I found this woman sitting behind the desk.
Home movies.
This lovely person stood in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
Introduced herself. She was willing. She was ready. She was a self-starter. She spoke for herself very well.
She
at
got,
age 19.
She got a job at 19 at
and
Apple Records?
Asked,
yeah.
I'm looking for a job.
Now that's chutzpah.
Are there any openings?
Alan Klein she hired her.
Can you type?
Boy, you know you're May
yes.
Pang.
Can you file? Absolutely. Can you handle
if
the
you
phones?
Were ever on Jeopardy and the I column, said. The subject came yes. up, May Pang.
Yeah.
I was lying.
You'd sweep that
team.
Column.
The next week, I was in the music business.
Okay.
She's very pretty.
She is very pretty.
Yeah.
Sadly, by this time, my favorite group was History.
And from London comes a report that musician Paul McCartney has left the Beatles.
The Beatles were her favorite group.
The event is so
what did you know that about May Pang?
I didn't. What are the chances?
I think 98%.
Are breaking up.
It's amazing how Paul got blamed for breaking up the Beatles.
I know. He was the only one that really wanted to keep it going.
Yeah. Beatle take up your whole life. That was the problem with it. I mean, it grew into a monster. The Beatles was a period of my life. You know, I've got a long time to go.
Which one is that talking?
That was John. That was
that's
John.
John.
Yeah.
John married Yoko Ono.
John Lennon.
Uh huh.
Can you name all the Beatles?
Nobody can name all the Beatles. That's like memorizing the digits of pi to like 200 digits. It's just not possible to do it.
I met a guy that said he could do it.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone but the drummer.
Youngest rock and roller in the office. Me.
Oh, there's 19-year-old May Pang.
How did it start? Where'd you meet?
I was working for Alan Klein, who was managing.
She's being interviewed by Alan Thicke here.
Him and Yoko came into town to make two movies.
You knew that was Alan Thicke.
Well, yeah,
so
I know.
I
do actually
I
have
even
a
know what avant-garde
history.
Meant.
That's very good.
The first
Thanks.
Film was called Up Your Legs. For
okay, we can skip this. This is This is John and Yoko going through their avant-garde movie period. We can fast forward.
Okay.
How do you fast forward? Oh, this is them doing a bed-in.
Oh, yeah, bed-in, pants for peace, beds for peace, hair for peace.
Hey, 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 did that bed-in ever work? Did that end the Vietnam War?
Oh, yes, it did. It took another 5 years. But the war did end, and it was because of that.
Yeah, he's amazing, John Lennon. All right, we can fast forward. There's Julian Lennon.
No, it's Julian.
I'm not sure whether that was the occasion
John's
that I
oldest son.
Into a tree or not, but that was a lot of fun back then, going to a place like Tinhurst and then seeing all these people.
So Julian Lennon agreed to participate in the Maypang doc.
Yeah, because he loves Maypang.
Because Maypang was a positive.
It sounds so corny to say.
Yeah, she. Was a crazy adventure. Yoko never wanted John to have a relationship with Julian because, you know, Julian was Cynthia's kid.
Was Julian in L.A. at the time?
Don't know.
We'll find out if you just be quiet for 2 seconds.
But it was May who got John back together with Julian.
Okay, so this is May talking about life with John and Yoko and herself. Okay, the Beatles have ended, and now May is their personal assistant.
Is that Bob Gruen, the photographer?
No way to know.
The next day was even more exciting as the crew set up to film
John
and Yoko's new song.
That's Bob, okay. Bob Gruen.
So now this is behind the scenes at a
I made them look good.
Music video.
Let's put it that way.
Oh, are they making Imagine?
Yoko said to John, when you sing I Want to Hold Your Hand, people all over the world are hearing that.
We can fast forward through this, too. Because the juicy stuff is coming up.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Who cares?
Oh, he's at that big white piano.
Yeah, he's recording Imagine.
Where he wrote Imagine.
Yeah, Imagine There's No Possessions.
And you know the Steely Dan answer song to Imagine?
Tell me what it is.
Only a Fool Would Say That?
Yeah.
It's all about John Lennon.
He's in his $18 million living room singing Imagine No Possessions. All right, come on, go.
Okay.
This confirms my theory. I think John Lennon was sometimes a bit of a hypocrite. Holiday
Carol. Happy Christmas, war
okay,
is
so
over.
Now it's Christmas. Happy Christmas, war is over.
Oh, we're getting to the part where he runs off soon.
I was so excited to sing on this track.
She sang on the track. Okay, we're skipping this too.
I made it onto the single song.
Wait.
We're skipping this too. I don't.
Right there.
Quick, before they isolate her voice.
Okay, Nixon gets reelected.
Okay.
1972.
Okay.
November.
John and Yoko decided it was time to leave.
Yeah, John's all political.
This is the bed in.
Yeah, there's John Peel.
When did they put on their burlap bags?
Oh, they put on the burlap bags in 1969.
They did it. No, I think they did it on the Mike Douglas show. Remember?
Oh, yeah, John and Yoko filled in for Mike Douglas.
No, yeah, they did a week.
For a week.
No, they didn't fill in. They were the co-hosts.
Right. Didn't take it very well at
all. The critics. They were the Ken Friedman. Concert, they were to Mike Douglas what you are to me.
Okay, now they're talking about the critical panning of Sometime in New York, the album.
Right. Okay, so John was maybe having a little bit of a rocky few months there, right?
Yeah.
Well, how could you?
He had a hit with Imagine.
It's such a tough thing. I mean, to follow the Beatles, my God.
We don't want to be the crazy gang when we're 50, you know. Here they are again, yesterday, oh my God.
All of this took a toll on their marriage.
Okay,
it's okay, so here we go.
Here we go. The good stuff.
And she was a very good assistant. A very capable person.
Really didn't think it was part
That's
of the
Yoko.
Job. I got a little freaked out. I didn't understand what was coming.
This is
she
Maytang.
She had weird ideas before, but this topped it.
Wow, man,
you
Maypang.
No romantic feelings
Maypang sounds like a Ronette. She's just got such a New York City accent.
Was going to start fooling around on her.
Right.
Yoko knew she could control you.
That's Geraldo Rivera.
Here's Geraldo.
Yoko picked the safe choice. Here, John, go have some fun with May, knowing that she could reel him back in.
My theory exactly. Geraldo agrees with me.
As you paint her, Yoko Ono, trying to control
Maybe
the affair.
Maybe you agree
control
with Geraldo.
You. And she continued to encourage you.
Right. Yoko set it up, John's wife.
She actually
Joan Rivers
assisted.
Why did you do it?
John, in the end, pursued me.
Yeah.
Ha!
Yeah.
We started to spend a lot of time together.
That's your story,
at the studio,
huh?
Yeah. Alone.
Yeah, Yoko told them to go off and have an affair, and they were both like, no, we can't.
We went to the elevator when we were going to the recording studio. He turned around and he grabbed me and he kissed me. And I said, just stand over there. I said, don't do this to me. And he said, because I've been waiting to do this all day.
Yeah. I don't think I'm in love with this woman.
I've been asked a million times.
It's just
what happened. What
it's just really bad that they couldn't license any of his music at all.
Even his solo music.
Huh? Yeah.
He looked me in the eye.
Well, here comes the kiss.
A blackboard animation recreating the kiss.
The first kiss. He kissed me. The first kiss.
And before I knew it, John Lennon charmed the pants off
me. Oh, please.
What does she mean by that? What does she mean
after
by that?
Love,
a month doesn't go by where I don't beg my wife to let me run off with Maybach.
He said,
Yoko did it, I keep saying.
I don't think you'd be able to charm the pants off of May.
And now I can. Now I know how to kiss her, now that I've seen that
That's
recreation.
True. It's like a kind of gymnastic, upside-down, reverse...
Spider-Man kiss.
Reverse cowgirl Spider-Man kiss. Yeah.
That's how she likes it. Let me tell you something about May Pang.
Yeah. Okay.
She loves them upside-down kisses. Uh-oh. She has a cassette. She ran a cassette of John singing.
A breath of spring, you see.
Oh, it's an original
she
Lennon
gets
song.
Me through this god-awful loneliness.
Imagine having a John Lennon write a song for you.
Up until that moment, I didn't realize how much I meant to John. John and I spent nights together.
I think we need more popcorn.
And every morning I
think
would go
this
to the
is
Dakota
making me queasy, this
and
movie.
See Yoko.
Why?
I don't know.
It was
it's
not
just this
a
weird
situation for me.
Early 70s.
Oh, you don't like the editing.
Yoko sent us to LA to be together.
It's too jumpy.
I don't like the storyline.
But a myth. But what
you
really
want,
happened.
You want Keith Moon and Harry Nilsson to show
John
up.
Said, we got to get out of New York.
There
now.
You go.
Okay, get
just
to LA,
the
guys.
Two of us,
just the two of
away
us.
Away from Yoko.
All right, now it's September 22nd, 1973, and John and May are flying to L.A.
Who are you rooting for, May Pang or Yoko Ono?
May.
You're on Team May Pang?
Yep.
I'm on Team Yoko.
Yeah, it's because you don't know what Yoko Ono means.
One egg.
It doesn't mean one egg.
Any waitress in New Jersey will tell you.
Not to spend money.
What about John's money problems? I understand that it was all tied up in litigation.
We were on an allowance of $3,000 a month. Each Beatle was given $3,000 a month until everything was settled. And it wasn't a lot because he had two households
That's
to take
nothing.
Care of, one in New York and one
this
here.
This poor
Los
woman,
Angeles.
This is her life. Those
$3,000 a month.
Salary. The minute we landed at LAX, we had very
Well, it's a lot more than you pay your DJs.
Any
DJ on your staff would say, I'll take it.
That goes without saying.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't pay.
It's kind of insulting for you to say, oh, that's not much.
Somebody would pick up the tab or give him a place to stay.
But that's the Beatles.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, we're watching a movie on the radio tonight on 7 Second Delay. This is what Andy wanted to do.
It's at the movies with Ken and Andy. It's every listener's dream come true, isn't it?
No.
It's some listener's dream come true.
They're playing Eddie freaking Money. It's a movie about John Lennon, and they're playing Eddie Money. Come on now.
They had $400 in their music budget.
Oh, my God. All right, so now there's a montage of John Lennon and May Pang being incredibly happy and joyful in L.A.
These are clearly, photos from her closet.
While Eddie Money is playing in the background.
John had a funny way of letting me know when he was in the mood.
John was so wasted, honey. Just, come on, be clean. Come clean.
When she said John had a funny way of letting me know that he was in the mood, she showed a picture of John Lennon with a furry snake wrapped around his waist and hanging down suggestively.
He was so drunk for a year and a half.
Well, and now there's John Lennon pornographic doodles.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
oh,
really
please.
Bad. Yeah. Andy loves it. Andy loves pornography like
this. But this is not a woman I
it looks like scrotum.
Admire for any reason. He
only saw America from May?
Yeah, John was clearly stoned and wasted for a year and a half. No. This is all about drugs.
Come on.
This is about drugs.
He reunited with Julian. He wrote Whatever Gets You Through the Night.
He didn't remember reuniting with Julian. He wasn't conscious. They used to go to clubs and heckle bands.
Exactly. Good times.
Good times.
He and Keith Moon and Harry Nilsson used to inappropriately urinate.
There he is with the python. You know what? They could have used a urine buddy.
Well, then that never would have... Never would have made any headlines.
Could have saved him a lot of embarrassment.
If he'd had a urine buddy.
Oh, the relationship was changing. May, sweetheart, he was drunk. He was drunk for a year and a half.
He was in love with her.
Here's my impression of John Lennon sobering up after 18 months. Who the hell are you? Where's Yoko?
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Oh, believe me.
Nobody knew it was John. He was there like everyone else.
Oh, this is a road trip they went on. John. In between. John wearing a hat and sunglasses.
Yeah, where are they? Death Valley?
She says nobody knew it was John. John was free for the first time in his life.
Are they in Joshua Tree?
I took one shot, and on top of that, he's wearing my jeans.
Oh my God.
A few weeks later.
Okay, now it's October 24th, 1973.
If you paid for this in the movies, would you walk out?
No.
Yeah, I would too. You and I would walk out. Fastest present I
ever got. We have walked out on movies. We walked out on a Meryl Streep movie, you and I once. We walked out on Ricky and the Flash.
Yeah, but have you ever walked out on a Maypang movie?
No, never.
I guess me neither. Tells you what he thought. So this is a montage. John has, I guess she kept every little sketch, John. It looks like John was doodling on menus.
That afternoon, we filmed a commercial for John's new album, Mind Games.
101A, take... Okay. Oh, he got Michael Palin to do the commercial.
Her Majesty, the Queen.
He also did a stint during this period of time as a DJ on some L.A. radio station.
Oh, wow, fantastic. Okay, I'm going to fast forward.
Let's see if you can do it.
Yeah, I can do it.
Oh, you did it.
More like interviews. Invariably, people were basket cases before they got to the house. They couldn't believe that they were actually going to meet John Lennon.
Did you want to take phone calls?
What would anyone add to this?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah, they couldn't take away.
Okay.
They couldn't make it.
Yeah, what quality? Wait, hold on. This is May's quality that attracted John.
You know, I've said a lot of different things, and I think we shared a lot of interest together, especially music.
Yeah.
Rock and roll, because I was a real rock and roller. I mean, I am a real rock and roll at heart.
Well, the rock and roll album, folks.
Have you heard Maypang's recent rock and roll work?
No.
Not as strong as her early stuff.
Okay, so this is the rock and roll album that he was contractually obligated.
Is that Phil Spector produced?
Yeah, and he had to make this album because of how badly he plagiarized Chuck Berry on the song Come Together.
And, really?
Yeah.
You mean he was sued?
Yeah, Chuck Berry sued him and won. And the settlement was that he would record this album and record like 3 Chuck Berry songs.
Although the hit was Stand By Me, right?
Jim Kelly. Oh, was that
the
actually
single,
a hit
the single
from the album?
Well, the single.
Yeah.
We got with Spector to make a Phil Spector type.
How could he not have been sued by Chuck Berry, if you think about it? I mean, didn't he steal that line, here comes old flat top, moving up slowly?
Yeah. The only way I can come in
is then they gradually collapsed. Okay,
what are you doing? This
really?
Is Phil Spector.
Okay.
Phil Spector might have a gun, you know? Yeah, there you go, it's a gun.
Oh, it is a gun in the studio, you're right.
Phil Spector just shot off his gun.
Yeah, there we go. And you were about to...
I need them.
I'm going to write your history.
Yeah, we didn't think of that.
Yeah,
that
I just had to hit the dump button.
Yeah.
That's when the session
Damn that Phil
ended.
Spector.
Yeah, May Pang used the F word when talking about Phil Spector.
Well, she was quoting Phil Spector.
Oh.
Phil... told me to
Phil
get
said,
in the Cadillac with
Phil
John,
said, don't F with me, boys.
Just screaming.
Just like Joan Crawford.
This confirms my theory. Phil Spector was tightly wound.
Things didn't exactly. That's putting it mildly.
It actually got worse.
He
listened to the music
and destroyed everything.
Phil Spector breaking into the house.
Was on the telephone. She was very hysterical. When she was
is he upset about the way the rock and roll album was going? We missed the reason.
I don't know.
Thank God, Tony arrived.
Tony King.
At the doorstep is John.
Now, who's he? He's from Apple Records.
I don't know.
He sure can hug. Look now, he hugged John.
John's despondent.
They had some animation recreation that we're watching.
John's very upset.
Yeah, he's smoking a cigarette. That's how upset he was.
Phil Spector had a meltdown.
Okay, can I fast forward now?
Well, I don't know. I think we're in the midst of some really good stuff here.
Yeah, okay. Because we want to get to when John goes home.
Oh, no, I want Keith Moon and Harry Nilsson.
Okay, you will. Meanwhile,
and Elton John.
Oh, look, they cut to Yoko like she's the villain of the piece. Listen to the music.
Well, she called them every day.
Cynthia and Julian are coming to L.A.
Oh, this is, you're right.
Deal with them by himself.
John's ex-wife and John's son.
What? Make everything nice? I'm the girlfriend who's supposed to deal with the ex-wife. The current wife. The son of the ex-wife. And I don't even think I'm the girlfriend anymore.
Yeah. Man, it wasn't easy being May Pang.
It occurred to me.
It's pretty easy being May
John
Pang.
Was
I could do
to
it.
Get me back.
I don't think you could.
I could do
he
it.
Couldn't ask me himself.
No, you could.
I wouldn't break a sweat.
No, you.
He had
you
to
never,
get Yoko to
ever.
Do it.
You don't think I could have sex with John Lennon for 18 months?
No.
I agreed to fly back.
I don't think
there's no way we'll ever settle
just in
this.
Time to be with John. When Julian and Cynthia arrived.
Okay, so this is
the
big.
Julian all this time. He had some difficulties.
There's Robin Thicke again.
That relationship, didn't he?
No, Alan Thicke.
Alan Thicke, right. Right, that's the dad.
He finally showed up here. He had felt so guilty.
All right, so Julian shows up. It looks like he's around 11 or 12 years old.
Wouldn't they love to play Hey Jude right now?
I hadn't seen him for a long, long time. I'd had the occasional phone call.
That's Julian.
Is Julian present day?
I just didn't know what I was going to come
up with. Oh, wow, he's meeting his father for the first time in years.
Will you pass the popcorn, please?
Yeah, baby.
May being around, that eased that any tensions that were there.
There's hardly any popcorn.
I think May made that a lot easier for me as a young kid.
Okay, so he did a mitzvah.
To see his son.
She did a mitzvah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he's a little man. He can talk to me. And I said, yeah.
I recall, you know, hanging out with May a lot at that point in time. She was very playful.
Yeah.
Had a smile on her face. We're all
okay. We get.
Yeah. Why does that threaten you so much that he liked her?
Seemed
well, I'm not surprised.
A lot lighter in himself and a lot happier in himself.
It's her documentary. He knows what he's going to say. Okay, we're going to fast forward. Oh, they go to Disneyland. We can skip that.
Navigate all the different things that were going on, Yoko's phone calls, John's drinking and using during that period. And one of the reasons is she was the only one who wasn't using drugs and drinking. So, I mean, she had an edge over all of us.
I wasn't
a
drinking.
A straight edge.
I don't drink and I don't take drugs. So
she was straight edge, just like you, Andy.
Oh, there's your Harry Nilsson. There's your Keith Moon.
And
now these are the these are the party months.
Yeah, don't fast forward now. There's Mickey Dolenz.
Oh my God.
Harry Nilsson. Who's that woman? Oh, is that
Anne Murray?
Oh, there's Alice Cooper. Wait, yeah, they called themselves. What did they call themselves? The Hollywood Vampires.
So John Lennon met Mickey Dolenz. Ah, there'd be a fly on the wall.
The day began with Yoko's usual morning call.
I think I'd fly to another room.
All I heard was one side of the conversation.
March 1974.
With, really? Really? And ended with, really?
Au revoir.
John looked at me. He was stunned. She slept with somebody.
Yoko!
Yoko got revenge.
It's her guitarist, David Spinoza.
Yoko slept with
David Spinoza!
Did you know that?
No!
Cover. He's definitely more prominent than you.
Al David Spinoza was a member of the band.
Was he in Elephant's Memory?
So she can
or the Plastic Ono Band
David
or what?
Spinoza situation.
He knew David Spinoza.
Especially when I realized what it was. She wanted to produce a record and all that stuff. That'd be terrific. But as far as that other sexual thing, we were together and then we weren't. You know, my career's fine the way it is. I don't have to go down to rock history.
Whoa. Yeah, he's talking
Thank
about
you.
His sexual
yeah.
history.
He didn't want to be known as the
Later
person
night,
who had sexual relations.
This is when he heckled the Smothers Brothers.
It was a pretty
how bad does your music career have to be if you sleep with Yoko Ono?
They were just kicked off network television. but getting too political. Around the table was Jack Haley Jr., Pam Grier, Peter Lawford.
Peter Lawford.
Even Paul Newman was in the house.
It was the first night I drank Brandy Alexander's, which is brandy and milk, folk.
Oh, he certainly drank the milk.
Oh, he's blaming the alcohol.
I was with Harry Nielsen.
Oh, this is at the Troubadour. Yeah. They were at the Troubadour.
Bum.
But anyway, he got drunk, and at one point, he just turned around and grabbed me.
Okay.
And he kissed me.
Okay.
And I'm actually struggling. No, I don't want anybody
to
know
that
we're together. And the next day, of course, it was all over the newspapers. And then in Time magazine.
Hey, she made Time.
So I got drunk and got rowdy with a friend of mine, and I got thrown out of the club. Whoopee it. Well, I'm human, you know. I was drunk in Liverpool and smashed phone boxes. Huh? It didn't get in the papers then.
And then Yoko called.
Oh, this is kind of a sad story,
and
don't you think?
She said,
I know May wanted to do this.
And he goes,
no, it was me.
Huh?
John wanted to tell the world that we were together.
Ah, okay.
Oh.
After they went public with the kiss.
At the Troubadour.
Yeah. Now here's the news coverage.
The day after the Troubadour, we attended the American Film Institute's tribute to James Cagney.
Oh, dear God.
Ladies and gentlemen, James Cagney.
Oh, you wish you were there at the James Cagney party.
How do you know I wasn't?
Everywhere.
There's Ronald Reagan, Clint Eastwood. Bob
then
Hope,
John, and I walked
John
in.
Wayne.
Then John and I walked in.
Oh,
May.
Oh.
It was a fun time. John and I were just looking at all these movie stars. And
I can't stand it. It just makes me sick. You know, I get queasy.
Come on,
just
she had super cool octagonal glasses.
Over in white. And it's Mick Jagger.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, my God.
Why does this make you so uncomfortable?
I don't know. Enjoy your 15 months of fame, honey.
This was 50 years ago, and we're still watching it and talking about her. So
well, because we didn't have any other idea for a show.
Bed, SJFK and Marilyn Monroe.
And we rented this house. I thought, get them all in one house, and they'll behave themselves.
Oh, it's that they licensed the Harry Nilsson song.
It was
that's
the
good.
Wrong thing to do.
Did Lennon co-write this?
I arranged all the sessions.
I don't know. Probably
made
not.
Sure everything ran smoothly.
Wait, who's taking credit for running the sessions?
Harry, John, and I were listening to playback.
Oh,
I
no,
was facing
May,
the door,
please shut up.
Which suddenly opened.
This is too sad.
What's
to
so
John,
sad about it?
It's Paul and
it's
Linda.
Just sad. These are lost. These
John
are just lost people.
As if he had spoken to him that morning.
What are,
Paul,
what
and Linda, hey, Paul and Linda McCartney are dropping in at the
over?
Recording
yeah,
studio.
But we're about
and
to
you're
jam.
Saying, how sad.
Wanna join? And in that moment, 5 years of animosity and anger simply.
Hey, did Paul sit in? Oh, Paul sat in on drums?
I began with Paul. I did actually play with Paul, yeah. We did a lot of stuff in L.A.
Yeah.
McCartney's doing the harmony on the drums.
Did you know Paul played drums?
Stevie Wonder
yes.
came in from the studio next door.
He famously played
Stevie
drums.
Get on it there.
Did he have credit on the album?
That I don't know.
Playing,
oh, you don't know everything, do you?
Linda join in on organ.
Oh,
Mal
they got
Evans,
Linda?
The original roadie for the Beatles.
Mal Levin?
Oh, man, he was great on the tambourine.
And the fun began.
Oh, and Linda.
He was great in Maxwell Silver Hammer, wasn't he?
Oh, on the anvil. He had a very tragic story.
Hey, wait. Did Paul McCartney play drums?
Yeah.
On this? On Stand By Me?
I don't know. This is a rehearsal track.
Oh, whoa.
These rock stars curse so much.
Well, it's the 70s. That was a big word back
yeah.
then.
Yeah.
Paul and Linda came over to the beach house.
This was really crazy. This was L.A. crazy, right up there. Harry Nielsen, who was a lovely, lovely boy, but went to excess. Keith Moon, another lovely boy, again went to excess. John,
a lovely boy.
Yeah.
The whole
they
team
all,
of the mate.
They were all dead by 35.
May told me, oh, Paul's coming over. Paul and Linda are coming, and that was a big deal at that time because there had been a lot
oh, that's
of
Chris O'Dell talking,
them, especially John and Paul.
And tell, remind
and
me who she
was
is.
There too, that was
friend,
the first time
friend of
that
the Beatles.
John and Paul were actually going to
wait. They had three Beatles there.
Talk.
Whoa!
Without lawyers,
three right. Beatles hanging out on
when
the
I
beach.
Saw them
yeah.
Together, finally, I thought this is quite a moment. I
yeah, George wasn't
picture.
There.
And May said, "This is quite a moment." The last known photo of John and Paul together.
taken by May Pang.
Yes, but it wasn't the last time they were together. Not, it's the last known photo.
Right.
They were together in New York.
Took him in the back room like a sort of elder brother, almost. So sort of said, you know, I'm the go-between.
So are you feeling better now? You were really uncomfortable before. I couldn't quite understand why.
It's just not a woman I want to celebrate. This is just...
But she's got such a great voice.
He can't live with me, Anita.
You know what you can say to Yoko Ono when Yoko Ono says, I want you to sleep with my husband take for a while? You can say no. It's an option. It's
apparently
optional.
Apparently, they both said no. They both said no, they won't do it.
Yeah, and then... But
then he kissed her in the elevator. So, you know, what are you going to do?
John didn't appreciate being told what to do. He wasn't interested in Yoko's terms and conditions.
Yeah.
He simply said...
Wait.
I'm with May.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I want to rewind.
I'm
hold
with
on.
May.
Wait. I missed something. Wait, there was an ultimatum. Wait, there was an offer from Yoko. Hold on.
This is quite a moment.
Yeah, we heard that.
I snapped this picture.
Last known
Little
photo.
Little did I know that Paul was here to deliver a message from Yoko.
Okay, let's listen. Shh, here we go.
I've been asked by Yoko. Linda and I were asked by Yoko. Take a message to John. I'll see if he's interested. She took him in the back room like a sort of elder brother, almost. Ah. Sort of said, you know, I'm the go-between. Do you still love Yoko? Do you want to get back with her? Here's how you do it. And just gave him what Yoko had said.
He would have
to come back to New York.
He can't live with me, Anita. He would have to court
me. You have to court her? You have to ask her out?
I want the romance. You have to send me flowers. You have to do it all again.
Wow.
I don't think that John or May gave in to her.
John didn't appreciate being told what to do.
Come back to New York and woo me.
Terms and conditions.
So one egg had a few conditions.
And I thought
Yoko Ono does not translate into one egg.
Yoko Ono.
No.
Yoko.
No.
It's a name. In the middle of that album.
It's a Japanese name.
There's something wrong here. You know, this is crazy, man. So then I suddenly was the straight one in the middle of
this
all
is the beret mullet era John Lennon speaking.
Is this on the Mike Douglas show?
And I pulled myself back finished off the album best I could, you know. So then after that,
that's not a good look.
No, I guess it's not. It's
that's
not
a bad look, man.
While I closed up things in LA, the boys took their act to New York.
Wait, we only have 14 minutes left.
Yeah, because you've been fast forwarding, and that's all the time we have left in the show.
No, but so we want to get to the end. I want to get to the end.
But then we're not going to... You're going to...
What? I'm going to what?
You're going to finish before we're off the air.
No. I just want to... Well, look, we have... Let's time it better. Let's skip ahead.
John called me every night.
Oh, please.
Well, thank you. God bless you, and let's get on with business.
Oh, this is Mike Douglas.
Did the business. Oh, I did, but it's good.
Okay, here we go.
To promote the album,
we want the third act
stopped
of this.
At KHJ Radio in Los Angeles.
Ah.
Good morning, Southern California. It's 6:19 and 62 degrees in Hollywood.
John was great at schmoozing with fans on the air.
I love the Beatles.
Oh, so do I. Isn't that wonderful?
Louise?
Okay, this is the...
Yeah.
The Elton John concert.
So oh, give me... Man, you are...
He was nauseous.
You're driving me crazy.
But we have to end the movie at 7 o'clock.
Big year.
It was a big, big year.
The year when that's your year.
Oh, this is when he gets back together with Yoko at the Elton John concert.
Oh, really?
Madison Square Garden.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It was so long since John had performed live. He didn't know how the audience would react.
No, last time he performed live.
Since 1966, when it was four amps on the stage.
Backstage, we sat waiting for John's cue.
That's May.
You know what he has in common with me? Chews gum on stage.
Seeing as Thanksgiving, we thought we'd make tonight a little bit of a joyous occasion.
But he would throw up before he went on stage. Do you do that?
Who, John Lennon?
Yeah. That's why he needed gum.
This is Elton John bringing out John Lennon.
I say it's our great privilege and your great privilege to see and hear Mr. John Lennon.
Crowd seems to know the name.
They seem pretty nonplussed.
Okay, here's a trivia question. What song did they go into first here? I'm hitting pause.
Oh, the first song that they play?
Yeah, first song that they play on Madison Square Garden. First song in John Lennon's set. This is worth 30 points.
Ah, geez, that's a good question.
I'm going to guess Instant Karma.
No, I'm going to say whatever gets you through the night.
Oh, that was a little intro
to... At John's request, I stood off stage where he would be sure to see me.
That was a little intro to Day Tripper. Did you hear that?
It was a magic evening.
Or Someone Saved My Life Tonight.
Oh, whatever gets you through the night.
I win. I mean, that was his single at the moment.
Oh, so really?
Easy guess. Damn, I nailed it.
You did. Things. I mean, just completely.
Sometimes I'm really impressed with you, Kenny.
This would be John's last live public performance.
Yes.
After the concert.
After the concert.
I found a card with familiar handwriting.
Found a card.
Shh, this is it. This is the big Act 3 reversal.
To John.
And we just went to backstage.
There's Yoko.
And John was sitting there.
Yoko came to Madison Square Garden.
And he looked at me. I looked at him. And I was smiling. Just kind of smiling politely or whatever you call it.
She came over. She sent them, Elton, and she sent John flowers for the show. She congratulated them, and that was it. And then we all went to the party afterwards.
Afterwards.
Sportcaster Howard Cosell.
Wow.
Invited us to Monday Night Football.
Howard Cosell. Hello, with John Lennon.
A most familiar figure and face. For all of you across the country.
A most familiar figure and face.
Of the original Beatles.
The original Beatles. Yeah, he was one of the original Beatles.
Bring that up just a little closer.
How are you?
What's been your view of this American professional football scene?
It's an amazing event and sight. It makes rock concerts look like tea parties. But I must say, the first thing I heard when I got in was I'm playing a Beatles tune yesterday, which cheered me up no end.
Will the Beatles ever reunite?
Well, he's saying all the right things. I'm skipping ahead.
People didn't bother me because I was just one in a million.
He's in Disneyland.
I was just crushed up. But seeing him is good, you know.
He took Julian to Disneyland.
Oh, thanks, because I have to
after a few days
put more money on the meter.
John finally sat down to sign the contracts.
Okay, this
Linda McCartney had photographed
the
Paul
contracts to break up the Beatles?
Signing in New York.
Yeah.
Huh. So John said to me, May, got the camera. Be my Linda.
Be my Linda.
See?
It's what every woman wants to hear.
You see?
Yeah. Hey, Beth, if you're listening,
and
be my Linda.
They were in love, Andy.
Yeah, right.
Theirs was a true love.
At Disney World.
Theirs was a convenient love.
No.
With a stroke of a pen.
Theirs was the real thing.
So this is John. This is a big moment. John is dissolving the Beatles.
We're no more.
Yeah,
the contractual
nice
moment there. Okay. Can I skip ahead?
No.
We have 10 minutes left.
We missed all the Keith Moon stuff.
Oh, please. 75.
To a great start.
Oh, shut up. I just want this woman to shut up. Yeah.
He asked me, he goes, you know, I was thinking.
So when you say shut up to the screen, she doesn't shut up.
I started to write with Paul again.
No, if you want her to really shut up, you have to use the clicky mouse.
I have to call her. Do you have her number?
No.
I would call her right now and say shut up.
There's every chance we might just feel like getting together and doing something.
That's Paul McCartney, 1975, and he has like a Sergeant Pepper mustache.
Yeah.
Above the clouds.
Okay, these are more sketches.
Nice John Lennon pen and ink drawings.
Yeah, more
there's
sketches.
A walrus.
We seem to be thinking of our future.
You know, looks like a naked May Pang.
You know, she could make a fortune, couldn't she, selling these?
On an island.
Wait, auctioning these original drawings off?
Surrounded by little walruses.
Wait, couldn't she make a lot of money?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. Here we go. We only have a few minutes left. Here's the ending. Let's see how she ends this. She wraps it up. Oh, somber music.
Yeah, I know why it's somber music.
The end of an era.
Because Yoko's breaking up a beautiful love affair.
When I say end of an era, I mean E-R-R-O-R.
You didn't like it? You didn't like this movie?
No, I mean, I didn't like this affair.
Yeah, you're an enemy of love.
Yeah, I'm an enemy of love.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, wait. You know what? I'm going to reconsider that. I've heard good things about love. I'm going to give it another try.
You should.
Come on, let's get to the end of this. Oh, now she's got it. This is her present day.
May Pang present
she's
day.
She's going to wrap it up. Here we go. Wrap it up, honey.
It's going great. What happened?
What happened?
This is the toughest one.
Yeah, the toughest one.
Oh, yeah.
You came in second.
Yoko came swooping in from the
heavens. Yoko claimed that there's this therapist that, you know, can hypnotize him and help him quit smoking because he felt that his lungs were going short. You know, he didn't hold a breath long enough when he sang. Yoko called up and says, John should come home. And all of a sudden, I got this horrible feeling. And I didn't want him to go. And he turned around on the staircase, and he looked at me, and he said, I'll come back early. Whatever restaurant you want to go, we'll go. And make the arrangement of going down to see Paul and Linda down in New Orleans, because you're going to love it. Because I had never been to New Orleans. He turned to me and gave me a kiss.
Yep.
He said, I'll be back.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And
Paul,
when he walked out the door,
Paul and Linda were recording a Wings album in New Orleans.
I had a strange feeling I wasn't going to see him back here again.
Okay, he left the house. Yoko called. He left the house. He said, I'll see you for dinner.
Yeah, but when's the money shot? When he says, she allowed me to come back.
So I didn't speak to him.
Oh, now she's tearing up. She didn't speak to him the whole weekend. She tried calling. She's tearing up.
And Yoko would say, he's sleeping. He's in session.
Oh.
Everything, but then to get him on the phone. So finally,
Yoko was a gatekeeper.
I don't know how many tries. I said, listen, you know how John doesn't like to miss a dental appointment. Please tell him he's got one on Monday. And we met there. And we stood outside, and I could see he looked different.
Listen,
he sounded
the sappy
different.
Music.
John didn't like to miss a dental appointment?
That's true about John.
I went in one direction.
What was wrong with him? That he didn't want to miss
a dental appointment? She met him at the dentist.
And he looked at me, and he went, home. I said, well, home is this way.
Uh-oh.
Pointing in the direction I was walking. And then finally he came over to me, and he said, listen, Yoko's allowed me to come home. Allowed? And I said, whose idea was this? She goes, really, nobody just came up. So I knew that's not what he was thinking. The week and a half before, we were about to buy a house. We had gone out there. We even took Julian. We were about to buy a house in Montauk.
In Montauk!
Honey, you came in second.
That's really tragic.
Oh, get a life, Maypang.
That's so sad.
John returned to Yoko Monday. Oh, that's the date, February 3rd.
The next 5 years,
1975.
I saw John on and off.
Yeah.
And often we were intimate.
Yeah, intimate.
And I know it meant a lot to
you know what
of
that
us.
Means, right, Andy?
Yeah.
It had been about a little over a
year. I remember it well.
Since I had last seen John when he called out of the clear blue. We spent an hour and a half on the
Wait,
phone.
Wait, are we about to hear where she was when John was shot?
Yes, I think
are we? Is that the end of our movie?
Yeah, that's
South
where we're
Africa?
Headed.
He said, we have to find a way for us to get together.
No, he didn't. Oh, May, you're
Never
fantasizing.
Why, I don't know why you hate her
that
like that.
That would be the last time I would talk to him.
She was his true love.
We have to find a way to get together. Yeah, that's what she...
No, this is the death.
No. What a bummer.
Death of a man who sang and played the guitar overshadows the news from Poland, Iran, and Washington tonight.
The death of a man who sang and played the guitar?
Well, John, who else would that be? When you hear that, don't you think John Lennon?
That's not Walter Cronkite.
Can you name anyone else that could do that?
No, it's true. There's nobody.
John did that simultaneously.
The former Beatles star was murdered Monday night. Visiting overnight was Lennon's 17-year-old son, Julian, who flew in from London.
Poor kid.
I know, God
that
bless
That Sunday.
Oh, I don't want to hear May's reaction.
And I didn't want to come out with Tony Keaton.
I don't care.
Yeah, May would have wanted to hear your reaction.
No, she doesn't Lennon even like me, really.
She was just a little scrubber.
Yeah, she wasn't a scrubber, Andy.
She was a young girl.
There you go. Can we fast forward to the very end of the movie?
Sure, go to the very, very end of the movie.
Here we go. What music do you think they're playing over the final credits? Let's see how good you are. Final credits.
The End by The Doors.
Really?
Yeah.
The End by The Doors?
No, I don't know.
Okay, I'll bet you it's not The End by The Doors. I'll take every other song.
Stand By Me.
Oh, God, do you think they got the rights to
it? Well, because Yoko doesn't control the rights to... Oh, well, actually, she would control... No, she wouldn't control the rights to the original.
Yeah, the original Benny King. Okay, so let's see. Wait.
Okay.
Pump down. Okay, play here. Hit play. Ready? Okay. This is the end.
He loved me.
Yeah, he loved me. In your dreams, darling. Literally.
He did love her.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Here's the ending. Roll credits. Okay, so now this is a montage of couples walking down the streets of New York hand in hand. Couples in love.
It's May Pang and Julian. Best buddies.
That's her consolation prize.
Yeah.
She gets to spend.
The only answer for me, if there is any answers,
okay.
Anything, is
love. That's right.
John
Thanks,
Lennon.
Johnny.
Love.
Okay, come on now. End credits.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. In
hey,
New
let's
York
see.
City.
Hey, May Pang played herself.
Well, of course. It's a documentary.
Okay.
New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 and online at WFMU.org. Thanks.
I thought that was Deborah Winger.
No, of course that you thought.
I thought she was being played by Deborah Winger.
No, that was the real May Pang.
Okay. I learned a lot. I'm glad I watched it.
So maybe that's why you hated her the whole time, because maybe you really hate
Doesn't quite
Deborah.
Sound like a Stand By Me. Hey, here's a bet, a serious bet. Ready?
Yeah.
Before we go. Do you think May Pang married? Do you think she married, like, after this?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah. I do.
Come on. Let's Google this.
Man, you have such a gambling problem.
Well, when I say bet on that, I mean, hold on. I mean, just...
Yeah.
Let's just see.
20. Just, yeah.
So is May played... Is M-A-Y and then P-A-N-G?
Yeah.
That's the coolest name ever. It's a great name for a band, isn't it? Oh, here she is. May Pang. American former music executive. Oh, dear God.
Oh, my God. She married Tony Visconti.
Well, tell me who
that
is.
She married Tony Visconti.
For 11 years. Wait,
famous,
who is a record producer?
Record producer for David Bowie and Mark Bolan and Iggy Pop.
Did they have kids?
Yeah. They had two kids.
Oh, good
so
for her.
So there you
okay,
go.
Okay, she had a life. Okay, I apologize to everyone.
Tony Visconti's the man.
He was married to Mary Hopkin before her.
Wow.
May Pang was the
third
wife.
Looking forward to seeing everybody at the Puppet Slam Saturday night at Monty Hall.
It
is sold out, but hopefully we'll see a lot of our regular listeners there. And there's a bunch of other events happening at Monty Hall before the Hellraiser wraps up next week. Thanks for everybody.
Hey, if you want to pledge, we have a secret private session that we're planning, right?
Right, and if you make a pledge to 7 Second Delay, give us a phrase or a curse, and we will work it into the secret show. Stay tuned next for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A. We'll be right back.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Thank you.